Hey guys, welcome back to our vlog.
Part 3.
It's a podcast.
It's a vlog.
No,
it's we're millennials. Who was that?
Hi.
So today we're gonna be talking about the hare and the tortoise. The tortoise won the race because
he was slow.
And he just hustled at it. And he wasn't egotistical like the hare.
Eat food, get fat, be slow, you win.
I think that's the sole lesson to the story.
It definitely is.
Marcella, what do you think?
Marcella. I think you should read the fable so everyone knows what it is.
Should I do a dramatic reading?
Yes. Do it.
Hi, Dr. Nellon. I'm doing a dramatic reading.
Hi, Dr. Nellon. This is Vanessa and Mari as well.
Hello. And another human who refuses to speak over there.
No.
The hare and the tortoise. A hare was making fun of a tortoise one day for being so slow. "Do you ever get anywhere?" he asked with a mocking laugh. "Yes," replied the tortoise, "and I get there sooner than you think. I'll run you a race and prove it." The hare was much amused at the idea of running a race with a tortoise, but for the fun of the thing, he agreed. So the fox, who had consented to act as judge, marked the distance and started the runners off. The hare was soon far out of sight, and to make the tortoise feel very deeply how ridiculous it was for him to try a race with the hare, he lay down beside the course and took a nap until the tortoise should catch up. The tortoise, meanwhile, kept going slowly but steadily, and after a time passed the place where the hare was sleeping. But the hare slept on very peacefully, and when he at last did wake up, the tortoise was near the goal. The hare now ran his swiftest, but he could not overtake the tortoise in time. The moral of this story is, the race is not always to the swift.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do you think about that, Sam?
Good.
Anything else?
Nope.
Minute.
This is a wonderful story. Good okay. reading.
Thank you. I think I should be an actor, voice actor.
You should. To be like the seductive one at the start of the movies.
The tortoise and the hare.
That's not what they sound like.
Okay.
You were close.
I tried. So yeah, that's our podcast, I think. Any finishing things to say?
Crying is therapeutic. That's all I have to say.
Especially in the shower. But if it's in the shower, it doesn't count.
Yes. I'm glad you remembered.
What about in a bathtub?
Shannon sucks at
it. Or a pool.
A pool does count, but a bathtub doesn't.
Why?
Because there aren't people in it with you.
Wait,
unless
what?
There are.
Unless there are, yeah.
Unless there
it
are.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think this podcast is it. Okay, thanks for coming to our podcast. Bye.